Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby. Who's Dick at Radio? TPG the Petty Gathering. It's how we do every Tuesday on time. Yeah. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Tuning in and checking all on my nigga. And we talk about them burners. We're gonna talk about them burners today. Gun rights. I got my man Anonymous. Every time he in the streets, he let them guns go. This shit's about to be an off the chain motherfucking show. And I'ma ride. I'm about to roll up and pull his gun out. Check this. Old school. Do remember.
If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
When you don't have strict gun laws, Larry Belafonte, Radio, what's going on?
Yeah. Shit is crazy, B. Millie just shot fucking Santa Claus, A-9. They shooting up churches. They shooting up schools. And you going to call in here and tell me that we don't need tougher gun control laws, bruh? That's what you about to tell me, son?
That's exactly what I'm going to tell you.
Come on, yo. Come on, B.
I mean,
how?
That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. Because you can't, I can beat somebody to death with a steel pole. You can't outlaw the pole. You can't ban the pole. You there's gonna be weapons, there's gonna be bad shit.
Listen.
All those other weapons,
it takes a degree of courage to swing on a nigga. Now it does take a little bit of courage to pull a piss trigger, but not as much as it takes to stab a nigga or to slice somebody with a sword.
Nah, you're wrong. It doesn't take courage to pull a trigger. It takes a certain type of person who's willing to kill another human being. That ain't the gun's fault. We all know I own guns, and I own a lot of guns.
Yeah, and I'm
not out here running in churches and shooting people. That's a fucking crazy motherfucker.
Just give it time with you, Remy. I always said that. Just give it time, yo.
What I'm saying is it takes a crazy motherfucker to do some shit like that. That's not a crazy motherfucker is going to be dangerous with or without a gun. These motherfuckers are making pipe bombs in their garages. You know what I mean? You can't outlaw the chemicals it takes to make the bomb. At some point, man, I don't understand this argument that y'all all want to ban all these fucking guns. You can't ban everything that's harmful. You have to have personal accountability for your actions, and we have to shine a light on why so many people in America want to kill other human beings. That's the question that needs to be asked.
You think these same people would be killing people if guns weren't in existence?
Of course. Man, hold on a second. So you're telling me that the gun is making the person a murderer?
Yes,
that's your argument?
Yes.
I mean, if that's what you're going to use your radio show to tell people,
I'm just being honest. And I know.
No, you're not. I'm
being honest about me. I can't speak for nobody else but me. And when I get a gun in my hand, son, I change, yo. You seen it. Yo, when I get a gun in my hand, my whole shit changes, yo. And I think it does that to people.
So then you shouldn't have a gun. That's an issue that you have. But Adam,
I've had a gun. What I'm saying is I'm strong minded, so I can control myself. But I don't think some people can control themselves.
Let me ask you a question. Who should be allowed to have guns?
Nobody.
Nobody in the world. That's what you're saying?
Yup.
Nobody in the world. All right. So how long you think if they took all the guns away, how long you think it would be before somebody started making different types of weapons to take over other countries? From the dawn of time, there's been weapons, man. There's been swords and knives and armor and the shit and cannons and shit like that.
Listen, let me tell you, the reason why guns are necessary,
huh?
What the fuck? Nobody's gonna try to take over another country with Swiss Army knives. Hold on, how do you think countries were established?
How do you think countries got established in this world? Throughout history,
with guns.
Nations have built power through weapons
with guns.
And through armies and have taken over other countries.
With guns, right? With guns. That's how they did it. They couldn't have did it no other way.
But you can't change the nature of man. Listen, you can't change the nature of man. The nature of man is to be powerful.
I'm saying get rid of all the fucking guns.
It's not possible. It's an unrealistic argument. No, it's not. It's not possible because what's going to happen is the only thing that's going to happen is with all these little banned gun fucking movements you people got going on,
is that they're going to take the guns away. They're going to take the guns away from the people, and the government's going to keep the guns. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a country where the government has guns and the people don't. I don't want to live in that country.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
I
don't
and I also don't want to live in a country. And I don't want to live in a country where the government don't have guns, because that means that country's just waiting for a country with guns to rape them motherfuckers.
That's
so,
man,
you got
it.
It's got to be weapons.
Man, listen. There's plenty of countries out there that don't even have these type of problems, yo. One of them is right to the north of us. They just don't have these.
That's not true. They just don't show you the shit on the media.
They don't have those. I talk to the people. It's like I talk to people from all over the world every day, yo. People don't have these fucking problems, yo.
Problems. Some of people go into a church and slaughter people.
Yeah.
I don't understand the common sense behind your thinking, to where someone walks in a church and slaughters 10 people. Your instant reaction is to say, ban the guns. My reaction is to say, why the fuck? Hold on. My response is to say, why the fuck would a dude do that? That's my question. I don't care what he used to do it.
But we know why he did it. We know why this other guy did it. All of these shootings are racially motivated, whether or not the media wants to, even the little kid ones, the school shootings and all of that stuff, these people be skinhead, Aryaned out. I'm telling you.
All right, let me ask you this question then. If he had went in there and he used a butcher knife and killed 8 people with a butcher knife, what would you say then?
I say, damn, church is not the place to be right along.
but you wouldn't say ban all the knives, though.
I'm guessing if he went in there with a butcher knife and chopped some people up, it was some sort of sexual thing. I'm pretty sure it was a sexual thing. You only stab somebody that you love, yo. You don't just stab random niggas like that. That's, you know, you got to love a nigga to stab him and stick him in the stomach. The same day
that one shooting happened here, where there was a mass killing. There was a dude in China that went into an elementary school with a knife and killed like 11 kids. And they're saying, oh, you can't kill. You can kill somebody quicker with a gun. Man, you can still kill people quick with a knife.
It's okay to kill kids in China, especially Chinese kids, yo.
Yeah, this dude.
It's okay. Come on, man.
You're fucking ridiculous. Yo, you're retarded, man. I'm surprised you're taking this angle, though. I didn't think that you wanted stricter gun laws. I thought you were.
I don't want gun laws at all. I want no guns. Because, listen, I'm telling you, son, if I get my hands on a... If I get my hands on an AK-47 or anything along those lines, y'all might as well cancel motherfucking Christmas, yo. I'm telling you right the fuck now. And I know. Listen. Y'all niggas, I got my Uzi on.
You're on some other shit, yo.
Listen, I got my Uzi on fire. Check out my man Waxwell. Hold on, y'all. We got people calling in. We gonna chime in on this topic. Hold up.
America is as psychotic as it is powerful, and violence is the only goddamn thing that will command your attention.
Cause you can laugh now, but later on you gonna cry. You can talk shit, whatever, but you still gonna die. And I just get better when my Uzi on fire. You niggas just talking, but my Uzi on fire. And you can laugh now, but later on you gon' cry. You can talk shit, whatever, but you still gon' die. And I just get better when my Uzi on fire. You niggas just talking, but my Uzi on fire. I do it for the poor folks, I do it for the cutter bands, I do it for the felons that'll never see the hood again. I do it for the baby mama living out in Brooklyn, standing on the bus stop with small four children. Yeah, welcome to the turf dome. This is what it really do. Sucker ass baby daddy. Nah, I ain't feeling you from niggas to a garden. Yeah, still got an attitude. Chopper in my arm and I'm a 5-star general. The homie going hard for his daughter and a mama too. Ain't never been floored. I'm at the doors on a pedestal. I'm creeping and I'm crawling through the fog. And I can hear the echoes of my granddaughter calling me, begging me, please don't let this wicked beast swallow me whole. Look at what I'm holding. The info, I'm a soldier. This game for you to soak up. Black guns and roses. Go hard or go home, bro. My Jones is hot motion.
I ain't rapping revolutions are violent things.
And you can laugh now, but later on you're gonna cry. You can talk shit, whatever, but you're still gonna die. And I just get better when my Uzi on fire. You niggas just talking, but my Uzi on fire. And you can laugh now, but later on you're gonna cry. You can talk shit, whatever, but you're still gonna die. And I just get better when my Uzi on fire. You niggas just talking, but my Uzi on fire.
I believe in this, and it's simple and quite plain, that when fired upon, I believe in firing back.
I'm in the pink, homie, standing like I'm Shaq. Won't anything I lost, better go and get it back. Homie, make them holler red rock, stunting at the red light. Hit me on the jack, shout it, we can get a head right. And I ain't on no let it die shit, I'm on some grudge shit. Motherfuck, beat to my hood, get some justice. If they kill me in the street, young brother just got martyred. And it ain't about beef, young niggas just got smarter. Starships and rockets, and I ain't even bothered. I ain't worried about a head of heat, just make me go harder. Baby, go harder, that's what my little chick said. Anything else to me is really just bitch made. We control the globe, I do need on spray. Yeah, you play me too close, yeah, now who's he gon' spray? You play me for a joke, playing the booty boy games. And we ain't never slip, no, that truly don't pay.
I am loyal to the people of this country, your honor, or whatever it is, your title is. I am not loyal to the government, because the government is against the people.
And you can laugh now, but later on you gon' cry. You can talk shit, whatever, but you still gon' die. And I just get better when my Uzi on fire. You niggas just talking, but my Uzi on fire. And you can laugh now, but later on you gon' cry. You can talk shit, whatever, but you still gon' die. And I just get better when my Uzi on fire. You niggas just talking, but my Uzi on fire.
At another time, the honorable thing to do might be to be a policeman or to be president. Right now, I think the honorable thing to do is to be a criminal.
Oh, wait! Well, fucking OG Waxwell right there. Uzi on fire. Soul Dad Brothers, y'all check that shit out. Yo, Adon, you still in the motherfucking building?
Yeah,
you
I'm still
the
building, here.
Yo,
yeah, I'm still here.
Yo, guns yeah. make niggas crazy, B. I know they do because they make me crazy. And I ain't even crazy like that, bro.
Yeah, yeah, you are. You're crazy.
Nah, yo, I got sense,
you've always been crazy.
Nah, but I got sense, though. And I ain't going to do no dumb. I got sense. But you put a gun in my hand, like 70% of that sense is suspended as long as I got that fucking gun, yo. I swear it is. And I got good sense enough to know that that's the truth. So I try not to get a gun like that, but I still be wanting one.
Yeah, okay. So you want a gun so you can do something stupid. I want a gun to protect my family. And I think every American has a fundamental right to have a hand in his own protection. Now, so I don't want to have to wait for the fucking. I don't want to have to call 911 and wait for somebody to come help rescue me if a dude's kicking in my window trying to hurt my family. I don't
want to
wait for the
911. Right. And I feel you on that. And listen, props to you for protecting your family and shit. Now, I don't live in a state of fear like that. That I feel like something
is
going to happen.
That's reality. I'm not afraid of it, but I'm ready for
well,
it if it happens.
You are afraid of it. You can get ready for it.
No, I'm not afraid of it at all.
Listen, you can get ready for it by putting up burglar bars. You could get ready for it by getting a better security system for your house.
Yeah, burglar bars are a hazard, man. That shit is a hazard.
So it's a fucking gun. How many people died by burglar bars?
Bro, listen. You can leave a gun laying. You can leave a gun laying on a counter.
Burglar bars are a hazard, but guns aren't a hazard.
No, I'm pretty sure I never heard of a gun just going off if somebody just left it laying in front of a refrigerator or a counter. Guns don't go off by themselves, man. They're not dangerous. It's dangerous as the person using it. So, and I don't blame guns when somebody does something stupid. I blame the person, not the way they did it. I don't care if somebody goes and kills 10 people. I don't care what he used to kill them with. I care that he killed them.
Right, but here's the thing, and this is the point that I'm maintaining. A gun will turn you up, will get you to the point where you're ready to do something faster. Not everybody. Adon, you're a responsible gun owner part way. You know, I'm not 100%, you're like 88%, which is really good, you know, considering.
I'm about, and listen, I'll say this. I'm as responsible a gun owner as a gun owner can be. I've been in fights. I've been in fist fights and been jumped with a gun on me and didn't pull it out. So if there's ever a time to pull a gun on some pussy shit and kill somebody, that's the time. But I will never pull a gun to protect myself unless I feel my life is in danger. And if I genuinely feel that my life is in danger, then it can go down. But that's when you're supposed to pull a gun. You're not supposed to pull a gun just because you're in a debate at a pool hall with somebody and you want to show them whose nuts are bigger. That's not what a gun owner is supposed to be. But what I'm saying is guys like me who ain't going...
You're also not supposed to pull a gun with some... You're also not supposed to pull a gun when somebody's running away from you. But the cops do it all the fucking time.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But see, those guys are not... It's individual accountability. Everybody's supposed to have the same training when it comes to gun ownership. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, reality is not. Mm-hmm. It's not really real. It's not. Mm-hmm. People are irresponsible with guns, man.
And these things can be taught. It can be taught. But I think that our culture here in the United States in America is a glorified cowboy culture. The cowboy.
Yeah, cowboy. I mean, I don't argue with you there, but at the same time, listen, man, it comes down to how you raise your children and how you raise yourself.
You raising chickens on a sheep farm? Nigga, you're not raising your kids. Listen, you're not raising your kids. The TV, the school, and the system is raising your kids. You're just a caretaker. You're just paying for the motherfucker.
It's easy to teach someone to value life. It's easy to tell someone, hey, life is valuable. You should appreciate the life that you have. And if they truly appreciate their lives, they're more likely to appreciate someone and respect someone else's life. The problem is when you get in, a lot of this shit is systemic, man. A lot of this shit is the system that perpetuates people being hungry, people being not respecting their own lives and willing to kill another motherfucker. But that's not the guns, though. That's the problem in the system that needs to change.
They have easy access. All right, listen. And I agree with you 100%. The system, social media, the television, they're all pumping out negative imagery to you to give you in a state of despair. When you're in a state of despair, you don't try to do no better. You don't try to make no changes. You just lay there and take whatever the fuck happens to you. You know, you're just fucked up. You're depressed. And people are watching social media depressed. They're going to work depressed. They're driving to work depressed. They're driving home from work depressed. That's why so many people are angry on the road. Some people be the coolest. You'll never hear so – you could get a girl in a car, and next thing you know, she's cursing at people and road raging the fuck out. It's crazy. But
let me ask you this. If you were given the opportunity – to ban all guns, how would you go about doing it? What would you do? Would you get rid of every gun that exists right now?
How would you do that? That's
impossible, though. That's impossible.
No, well,
how would you take every gun there's tons of guns that aren't even accounted for. That's how these criminals get their hands on these guns, these felons and shit. This stolen guns, guns with the serial numbers rubbed off, these shits are lost in the system.
Right. Everybody who gets guns. We're gonna make everybody who gives a gun in a millionaire. Make you a millionaire,
man. I mean, first off, who the fuck's gonna pay for that? I mean, that's just ridiculous. And let's just say they're making money out of thin air.
Money isn't real. It's just a couple of clicks on a computer and you could be a millionaire.
I understand that, but if you gave everyone $1 million, everyone would know it didn't mean shit, and it would really lose its value. So right now, people at least think it has value. But listen, don't get off the subject though. You asked me what I would do.
That's the only thing I could think to convince everybody to give their guns away, and then the police got to give their shit away too.
That's not feasible though. If you're gonna bring up an argument or propose a method to get rid of guns in the country, you have to come up with a feasible thing that could really work. What you're talking about is ridiculous.
Well,
it's not even,
I mean, the other, only other thing I
so
can
ridiculous.
Think of is nuke y'all motherfuckers And then once everybody, goddammit.
Everybody's okay. So get rid of guns, but we should have nukes. I mean, you're not making anything. Man.
Yeah, well, shit, we got to start over. We got to start over with no guns. Because y'all already...
And how long you think it'll be until someone makes a fucking gun again?
Man, we not gonna, niggas ain't gonna want guns because you're missing the big picture,
and I appreciate what you're saying.
People got guns, listen, people got guns because of fear. That's why you want your gun, because you're scared somebody's gonna hurt your family. You're scared somebody's gonna hurt you. So
you keep using the word fear. It's not about fear. It's about cause and effect. If motherfuckers are out here catching AIDS every day, you're gonna put a condom on just because you know. It doesn't mean you're afraid to catch AIDS constantly.
That's not true.
That doesn't mean you're. What are you talking about? It doesn't mean that you're afraid to catch AIDS. Yeah. It just means that you're gonna put on a condom because you see what the fuck is happening out there.
But I'm not though. But I'm totally not, though. I'm not going to put on a condom, though. No. So fuck that.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but listen,
RB,
I'll do this.
I'm going to tell you that I'm going raw back. I'm going to tell you that.
I will say this.
Me not scared.
This is coming from a very enthusiastic gun owner. I will say this. If you find a way to get everybody to turn their guns in, I'll do the same thing.
Alright,
that's the best thing I can tell you.
Alright, see, listen. So, I have on my show an enthusiastic gun owner willing to put his gun down.
Everybody else does. Damn right.
That's a win. Mm-hmm. That's a W.
No problem at all.
Because, listen, guns, they also perpetuate, like I said, that fear culture, that keeping people scared. That's why I can't get you to do what I want you to do by talking to you, so I pull a gun on you. I can't get some food for my children. You're not going to give me any money. You're not going to give me any food. If I pull a gun out, you'll give me whatever I want.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Nothing in this country right now is any different than it's ever been, man. The only difference of what's happening right now is the fucking media has the ability to scare everybody into thinking this shit is going down. This shit, everything that you see happening, people getting slaughtered and mass shootings and shit, this shit has been happening since it was way worse
when they was trying to introduce the world of Christianity. They was burning niggas on the stake left and right. So, yeah, you're right about that. Violence will persist. The nature of man being greedy and corrupt.
And that's not even where I'm going with it. What I was going to say was that there's more of a call for gun safety and gun regulations when nothing's different. But you see how the media works? The media got people thinking this shit is getting worse. It's always been like this. And it's probably even been worse.
Listen, I agree that it's always been like this. But what I want to try to do is move to another level. We can go.
You care about people? You care about strange people's lives?
No, not really. But for the sake of argument for the show, not really. I don't give a fuck, yo. I want to know
Larry Belly Fat Day's opinion. Is he on the phone?
That nigga is high. His opinion is in the clouds somewhere. Harry, tell us what's going on Jupiter, son.
Mom, you keep trying to take advantage of your mom?
Oh, man, they out here shooting niggas, man.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
This nigga's on another planet, yo. He's on another fucking planet.
Hey, man, we appreciate your insight on the topic.
Yo, this nigga be on another planet. I'll ask this nigga nothing.
He just made me see shit in a whole new perspective. Yo, like.
they is shooting niggas out here. You right?
Yeah, like oh shit,
fuck
they
this,
really are.
Fuck this gun, yo. We only doing an hour and a half show today. I got a couple more songs I want to play. I'm gonna play this song. Don't go nowhere, Anon. I want to play this song. Oh fuck! I didn't upload it. God
well,
damn
I'm,
right,
I'm pulling. I'm pulling. I'm pulling up into downtown right now. I'm about to get up out the car and go in here. And
right. Where you going? You at Hourglass Pub?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was gonna come down there, but I forgot I had to do the show tonight, man. I wanted to come down there, y'all. I was gonna do monkeys and then come down there, y'all.
It ain't too late. It ain't too late. Get done with the show and head out there. We'll be up there till like 2 a.m.
Sounds like a plan, Stan. But listen,
I'll leave it off like that though. I will. If everybody else gets rid of their guns, I'll gladly turn my guns in. No problem.
All right. My man said he'll give his gun up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud of him. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe him for shit, yo. He gonna keep one in his sock.
I would have no reason to keep them if nobody else.
That's the only reason
you get guns is because other people have them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And down here, you need a gun because everybody has a fucking gun, yo. And
yeah, but at the same time, if a dude breaks in your house and it has a machete and it's about to cut your daughter's head off, you don't want to have a machete. You want to have a fucking bazooka to blow his fucking head off, yo.
That's gonna hurt my daughter, yo. I might shoot my daughter, yo. I'll just karate kick him, yo. It's all good.
You karate kick the dude with the machete?
Karate kick him, yo. Yo, my legs is long, son. My legs is long. I'm good.
But some people got real short legs. Some people don't even have no legs. we have to take them into account too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, son. If more people focused on what they have instead of what. Not necessarily focusing on what you have, but see, motherfuckers, yeah, more people focus on what you have, you wouldn't worry about what other people have, then stealing shit would go down, and then motherfuckers wouldn't be
well,
so scared
I also
to have
wanna
shit.
Point, I also want to point something out that we're not looking at, and this is the side of the topic that this is the side of the discussion that never gets spoke about, or not nearly enough. Now, while all these shootings are in the news, what you're not seeing is the girl who has a concealed weapon permit who protected herself from being raped. You're not seeing the teenager who shot the intruder when he was home alone. The intruder came in there and the teenager shot him and protected his little sister. You're not seeing those stories. You know what I mean? All you're seeing is the stories where people are getting killed and how guns are bad. But guns are also good. Guns have prevented a lot of crime. So I want everybody to keep that in mind as well when you're talking about what crimes are being committed with guns. Talk about the crimes that have been prevented by using guns.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know, buddy.
I mean, you know,
I don't think that it evens out at all. I think that the
you'd be very surprised.
I don't know. I don't know about that, buddy. I don't know about that at all.
You'd be very surprised, man. I mean, now listen, there's a lot of Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And you see what the fuck is happening over there. When you take guns away from people, you take away their ability to protect themselves. And now you have a city going fucking crazy where only the criminals have guns. I don't want to live in a place like that. I want to live in a place where the criminals know the good guys have guns. And if you still want to try some shit, then you know what it is. But
I don't want to live in a place with criminals at all. Am I too egalitarian?
Idealistic, yes.
Idealistic?
You're idealistic. Yeah.
For no crime?
Yeah, because that's not going to happen. There will always be criminals.
I don't agree, man. I think we got to get rid of the people that think that there's always going to be crime. And then we'll be
listen,
all right.
Listen, as long as we live... Okay, so what you're talking about then is we need to not live in a capitalist society. If everybody gets given the same shit, gets given the equal shit, then nobody needs guns. Nobody will steal nothing.
Facts. You already know I'm on that.
Right. But again, we're not talking about guns. We're talking about the system. And the system is what needs to change if you want to change any of that shit. Because... as long as we live in a capitalist society and dudes are out here sitting high on the hog and eating well and other dudes are starving, there's going to be that shit. You know what I mean? There's going to be that murdering, that stealing, that anger. Man, people are angry. Just imagine a dude growing up poor. I mean, you know how it is. When you grow up poor, you're just angry all the fucking time.
What do you mean imagine? What are you talking about? Imagine, nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just said. You know how it is. When you grow up poor and you live like that, you're just angry all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So, and that's what happens. That we have. You have to change
from the inside. You can't just say, okay, somebody got murdered, let's get rid of guns. You can't. You have to look at the reasons why. Why are religions at war? Why is it the rich versus the poor? Why is all this shit going on? You have to ask those questions. You can't just say, oh, let's just ban all the guns. You got to ask the question, why do people want to kill people? Don't just treat the disease. Get to the root of it. Fix the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Because you just want to mask the symptoms.
No, I just want to wipe niggas out, yo. I just want to wipe niggas out and start over. I think we all fucked up. I don't think there's nothing that we could do to come back from this shit, yo. I think we're fucked up. We got to just start over. And I think that's what all of this shit about going to Mars and all of this shit is about. Motherfuckers know we fucked. They want to start over, but we're going to take the same bullshit. We got to get it right before we, you got to, you know, perfect it some kind of way.
Man, what's that movie? What's the movie? What movie is that when the dude said it's in our nature to destroy ourselves? That's the truth, man. You don't matter what planet we go to, bro. It don't matter what the fuck we change. There's always going to be the nature of man, the inherent nature of man to be greedy, and to want more than the next man, and to do all that shit. That's a human flaw. That's human shit, and there's no changing that, man. So at the end of the day, the bottom fucking line is we want to hurt each other. We want to fucking destroy each other. And I know that that's how people are. That's why I have my gun, you know, because I'm not going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? You might catch me slipping where I can't reach my gun quick enough, but you're gonna know I have one at least. But that's what I'm saying, though. But you can't – you're talking idealistic shit. I'm talking realistic shit.
I'm realistically, I need a gun. I need a gun just like you do, because I feel.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm not scared of people. I think the government or the police department are my biggest terrorists. They the motherfuckers is gonna come try to take my
you're
shit.
Not, you're not gonna get any argument out of me there. I agree with you 100%. But I also think
I'm not scared. I'm not scared of the citizens or my neighbors or these old fuckers across the street from me running up in my shit. It's the cops. When they just feel like knocking on my door because I'm burning the super pip and they can smell it from the sidewalk. You know what I'm saying? So they want to come knock on my damn door thinking they about to get a bust, you know? So
police are afraid of the people, though. That's why the police act like that. Police are afraid of the people, they should be, because of the fucking crimes that they've committed against people. But that's a whole other story, too.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, too. If cops was out here doing what cops do, which is supposed to do, which is to love on people, protect them and help them, they'll be around here getting carried around on people's shoulders if they did that shit. But they not.
The cops don't serve and protect. Yeah, they don't serve and protect. They harass and collect. They're there to generate revenue for the state, man. That's all they do.
90% of the cops are kids who were fucking bullied in school or overzealous football captain ass niggas.
Yep.
Overzealous.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's it, and you'll get 10% that actually care about people, but they're usually
they're the minority for sure. They're like, there's 1% of cops that actually give a shit about people. But I'm gonna tell you like this.
I say about 10 because honestly,
I think that's stretching it though.
I had some great experiences with police, and I'm a black ugly motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I can honestly say this. I have never seen the police pull up to a situation I was involved in and said, man, I'm glad they're here. That's never happened. I've never been in a situation where I was happy to see the police ever. So, and that's a bad thing, man. It should be opposite. It should be when you see the police, you should be like, hey, man, yeah, you got my back out here. You know what I mean? But they don't, that's not how it is. They're looking to lock you the fuck up. That's what they're looking to do.
Yeah, right, you know? Right. So, if I was a little kid on the street at 11 o'clock at night, instead of trying to figure out where I'm going, if I'm doing trouble, why don't you just give me a ride home? Why don't you call my mom? You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, that shit don't happen.
We'll agree on every point.
We'll agree on every single point, but we're not going to agree on the gun shit. I think the problem is bigger than guns.
I know it is, but for the sake of argument, I wanted to pose an argument that we need to get rid of guns. And I know that you'll be probably one of the people that will dispute me wholeheartedly for the whole hour of the show, which would make a decent show. You know what I'm saying? So that's, that's what it is. What it is, my nigga. I'll pick a different side of an argument tomorrow, and we do a whole nother show. And that's just the way it is. You know, that's the way, it's just a fucking show. But I do know that guns can help. I do know that guns can help. But right now, they're not helping, son. Snickers is getting slumped for no reason. For going to church, for going to school, for fucking going to the ice cream shop, whatever. They're getting slumped.
Listen, man, listen. They're picking these people, these cowards that are doing this shit. They're picking places where they think people have their guard up the least, and when they're most defenseless to protect themselves. And now, if you think they're going to do that shit at a fucking NRA meeting, nah, you know, they're picking their spots. My point is, if everybody who was a law-abiding citizen and was a responsible adult, if every single human being owned a gun and had a gun on them at all times, you think this shit would be happening nearly as often as it is?
I think it would be way worse.
No.
Because I think
these crazy people, these crazy people would not be doing this shit. They would not be picking these spots if they knew every person in that bitch had a gun. They wouldn't do it, man. I know you want to think that more guns would mean more crime, but that's been proven old time and time again to not be true. There's tons of guns. Fucking Florida has one of the highest concealed carry populations in the fucking country.
I'm gonna tell you what.
You don't see law-abiding citizens running around just shooting each other for no reason. They don't do that.
Well, I mean, George Zimmerman did, but let's not go there.
We don't even really have to, because that's such an isolated incident, and he was clearly racist.
Jordan Davis? That happened. I was talking to his father yesterday.
You know how many people are in this fucking state, though? You're picking things that happened that are freak occurrences that happen once every blue moon out of millions of people in the state of Florida, man.
I would say once every full moon instead of blue moon. I'd say something like that. Well, come on,
nah,
bro.
The dude pulling
come
up, the dude pulling
on,
up at the gas station because of the dude with
I
the loud music shooting the kids.
I bet you more than 12 people, 12 black kids were unarmed and killed by police officers this year and last year. Each year, more than 12.
Just in the state
number?
Of Florida?
In the country.
Right, but how many black kids are in the country, though?
No black kids should be shot, yo. All right?
White kids are killed too, though. White people are killed by the police too, though.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So my point is, I don't want to get lost in this, but my point is that people, the more people have guns, the more responsible people own guns and carry guns, the less these things are going to happen. This is a fact, man. It's been proven.
I see white people with guns dancing around in the middle of the street, and the cops just look at them, right? Throwing to shoot them. And I see niggas reach for a soda can and got shot 8 times when the cop told them to show me your license.
But again, man, you're not talking about guns. You're talking about an issue with the police, man. Listen. I'm not talking about the police. Let's just leave the police, because that will be a whole other argument. What I'm saying is criminals versus citizens, right? Gun crime between citizens and criminals, right? In Chicago, you got one of the highest murder rates in the fucking country, and they got the strictest gun laws.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you what's up with Chicago. And this is the science to this. The people are worse in Chicago.
No, nobody has guns except the bad guys.
No. I'm telling you, when you live on top of somebody, it makes you want to go get a gun and kill a motherfucker. Living in a project they did it with rats. They set up the laboratory rats and set them up like apartments, where they all lived on top of each other and they all had separate quarters. They all came down to the bottom and fought. They all came right down to the bottom. They could have went upstairs and went home, but they all came down to the bottom in the courtyard and fought. People are not supposed to live in projects 50 fucking stories stacked on top of each other. It makes
right,
crazy.
Right, but if by that argument, then New York should have the highest murder rate in the country, and that's not the case.
Well, New York, New York, Chicago, they're all high gun.
Chicago's way, way worse than New York per capita. I'm talking per capita, not total amounts. Because obviously New York has way more people. Per capita,
right.
Chicago is way worse than New York. So, the reason why is because Chicago took the guns away, man. Hitler took the fucking guns away.
So,
what
New York,
you take
New York
guns?
Got the gun, strict gun laws too, man.
Nah, New York is a concealed carry state. It's not easy to get one, but you can get one. Chicago ain't playing that shit. My point is this, man. When you take people's guns away, you take away their ability to protect themselves, and they become victims. That's what you're seeing in Chicago. That's what you saw with the Jews and the Holocaust. No one was allowed to have guns. Anytime you take guns out of an area away from good people, you leave them in the hands of bad people, because bad people, surprise, they don't follow the fucking rules. So they're the ones carrying the guns. The law-abiding people don't have a gun because you told them they couldn't. So now the bad guy who's breaking the law anyway, he's going to keep the fucking gun because he's saying, fuck you. And he's murdering the guy who you took the gun away from. That's what's happening, and that it happens time and time again in this country. So again, I'll say this. If you take away all the guns, if everybody turns in all the guns, I'll turn my guns in. But until that shit happens, not going to fucking happen, man.
Yeah, you can't have a gun in New York, man. You gotta have a super special permit for that shit. You gotta be like a law enforcement officer.
Nah, there's lots of people with concealed permits.
I'm reading it right now. It says, some of New York gun control basic laws are listed at the table before. New York has one of the most restrictive gun control laws in the country. Upon passage of the new law, there are a number of firearm regulations, this is right after the Sandy Hook shit.
I don't know the statistics of the state per se, but all I know is that generally speaking, and if you look at history and you look at the statistics around the country, people that are not allowed to have guns are victims of crime way more often. Look at Arizona. The people open carry out there just freely. You don't have to have a permit or nothing. These guys are not getting robbed. These women are not getting raped because they know. Criminals know this is not the place for this bullshit. I'm going to move to a place where I can victimize people easier. Because a dude who robs you, making you run your pockets and get you out of the truck, he typically wants to have an easy evening. He don't want to get cat. He just wants to get your shit and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, that's why he has a gun.
Right.
That's why he has a gun.
That's the lie. And that's the way criminals look at shit. They don't like it when they pull up on you and you shoot back. Oh, shit. What the fuck is this? And then they start rethinking their career. Like, I don't know if I want that shit to happen again. You know what I mean? And that's what needs to happen. More criminals need to get shot during the fucking action of a crime like that to send a message to the other ones. Like, we're not playing that shit anymore. We have guns now. It's not just the criminals that have guns anymore. So these strict gun laws, they don't work. They don't fucking work, man, because criminals still have guns. And that shit's a fact.
I can't argue with you there. I want to argue with you there, but I can't fucking argue with you there. Yo, because it's just a fucking fact. Well, I'm
right.
trying to figure
but again,
out.
And there's a lot of dudes who say, and there's a lot of dudes who are like me, who own guns, who would say the same thing. It's to say, as long as you get rid of all the guns in the world, I'll give you mine too. No problem. There's tons of us that are willing to do that. But it was up until then and only then is when we'll do that. Because we know the reality out here is, fucking these people out here are starving, and
yes,
I, maybe the little bit of a nest egg I was able to build for myself and my family, a dude might see that and want to take a piece of it, and I'm not letting you get no piece of it now, not on your terms. You know what I'm saying? I'll sit a homeless dude down and I'll hop and feed him, but you ain't gonna run my pocket to take my
car.
But some
people,
you know what I mean?
It's some people that don't got no family, nothing to protect. And none of that shit that you talk about, you can get their gun from them if you killed them. They holding down that shit with their dead corpse hand. You gotta fucking cut their hand off to get that out of there. It's me and my gun.
I mean, you're fucking right. I'm the bitch that's keeping it live and keeping it hot. When you punk ass niggas don't. Nigga West Side, what? Bring it on.
Look for me, lost in the whirlwind. 96 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girlfriend. Doing 85 when we ride, trapping this water sin. Born as a ghetto child, raised in this whirlwind. Come on, I've shower years, recall the tears.
Documentary on HBO, and it was about pretty much the very same thing, gun violence and, you know, deaths by handguns.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, let's say they had 20 stories. All of the incidents that occurred were legal firearms. In the home, they had a young boy kill his best friend, showing his dad's mm-hmm. gun. A son killed his sister and himself after he assaulted her, and he had been a gun fanatic. His dad had gotten him guns, and he'd gone to the range and won awards in, like, I guess, whatever junior competition. They showed a story about a professional football player and how his grandmother was accidentally shot because his grandfather was cleaning his gun, and it discharged and killed her in another room, shot her in the head. You know, it was completely an accident, but these were all legally owned firearms. They weren't necessarily being, well, with the incident with the children, it was a little different, but they weren't necessarily being mishandled. You know, it showed situations, thank you, it showed also situations where husband and wife going through struggles, husband loses his mm-hmm. mind, kills his whole family and himself,
mm-hmm.
or killed his wife in front of his children. And
mm-hmm.
these were all legal firearms. So I understand he's saying, okay, this and that won't occur necessarily if, you know, if everyone put down their guns or if people had more guns. But it doesn't all the way match up. And even in the case of rape is a crime of power, and a lot more than none, the victims know they're assailant. It's not always the girl walking down the dark alley. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
the guy she just started dating decided to go a little too far. Or some
go
guy
extra
that she started being friends with at school. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, it doesn't, yeah. It does make sense in some areas, but it doesn't fit every situation because there's a lot of statistics that will go against that saying, well, yeah, I didn't feel the need to carry a gun. He's my older cousin. Didn't know he was crazy and going to go off and, you know, hold me down and rape me. You know, crazy stuff like that happens. It's unfortunate. I mean, would I feel a little better if I had one? Yeah, maybe. But then I also try to avoid situations where I would feel I need one, you know?
Right, right. And that goes back to just saying something like the people, they're casual gun owners, the people that have guns, and they polish them, they keep them in their gun case, and they maybe never take them out. There's some people that parade their guns around and dance around with them and stuff like that. And none of those people are wrong for doing either one of those things. But if you didn't have that gun, you couldn't have shot your whole family when you and your wife got into an argument. I don't care. Now, maybe there has been guys that have stabbed their whole family or took a hatchet to their whole family. That's probably happened in the backwoods of Iowa a few times. Right. But that is way less prevalent than a guy shooting his family or shooting his or a wife shooting her husband too.
Yeah,
that shit is coming.
And we're not even gonna, you know, I hate to say it, but we're not even gonna talk about the post-traumatic stress that some of these guys coming home from being overseas, and they can't, they can't necessarily function in normal everyday society. And some of them, you know, they don't get the help or cannot or unable to get the help based on whatever things are holding up the process for them, and they end up taking their own lives.
I'm gonna tell you what, you don't have to go to the military to have post-traumatic stress disorder. You could grow up in Brooklyn and have post-traumatic stress disorder.
This
you could grow up on Mount Creek and have post-traumatic stress disorder. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be in the military to get that badge. So, and then you're a regular person, but then nobody knows what's the matter with you because you can't blame it on the military. Why every time somebody drops something, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So, and then you just get marked as a crazy person, and now you ain't got a right to protect yourself from another crazy cop because you're a crazy person, but.
Yeah.
You grew up in a situation to where that you had to be crazy or you'd have been dead. Either or.
Yeah.
It was your only choice. So I don't mind keeping the guns. I'd rather get rid of them just to see what we would do without them. I see what we do with them, and it ain't helping
I kind of feel like maybe there needs to be a little more mental health checks in regards to people in their gun ownership. Because, because by definition you can legally have one, sometimes you got to think about, where's this person mind at?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could legally have a horse, but I don't got the house space for the horse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't got the capacity to do things. Just because you can pass this test don't mean you got certain reasoning capabilities. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got failed security guards shooting down kids in the street, tracking them down, hiding behind bushes and shit like he's in a video game. Mm-hmm. This nigga could have just went to the store. And there's plenty of them motherfuckers floating around out here, wannabe cops, that'll pull over and stop and get their gun and go investigate a situation and shit.
Which is kind of interesting, because don't they have to take mental assessments to become a police officer?
Yeah, right.
So if you can't pass a mental assessment in regards to becoming a professional to protect and serve, I don't know if you should be allowed to have a firearm in that sense.
Well, they can think about how many cops are killing people and they pass that same test. So obviously that test don't gauge.
It doesn't really tell you anything.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't gauge racism, first of all.
Nope.
It doesn't gauge racism. Once you throw the color on it, you could just shoot a nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's just a part of it. Black or white, it's okay. It's okay. The nigga was wrong. We'll figure it out later. We'll figure out We'll figure out why the nigga was wrong later, but he was wrong. And that's been proven over and over. Show me one of these cops. The only one that went to jail, he wasn't acting in a police form, was the Michael Dunn dude who shot Jordan. Rest in peace, Jordan Davis. Michael Dunn got time. Everybody else got off.
And that was the second go-round.
The first time he got off, right? He did.
Yeah. Came back around. It didn't happen authentically the very first time. If I remember correctly, they had to come back and try it again. So, unless I'm misinformed,
you
know, correct me if I'm misinformed, but...
I think you're right, too. I think that he was found not guilty. He was found not guilty. Basically, they were saying, man, you're bringing up a memory of mine that I had here. I lost somebody, and I got somebody. Whoever's, you want to talk on the phone, press 1. I'll get you online. There you go. 418, you live on the air. motherfucking TPG. We talk about gun control laws. You got an opinion? What you think we should do with these guns? 418.
You talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
What I do with what now?
All right, man, you ain't listening to none of the show.
No, I just got home, nigga.
All right, y'all give it up for my girl Red. Red is in the motherfucking building. We talk
hey,
about
Red,
gun
happy belated birthday, TPG.
Thanks, hon.
All right. Red.
Fucking, huh?
We talking about people's right to bear arms. We're saying that basically more people are killing people with these guns from being bored, being ignorant, not having proper gun training and things along that nature. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish a way to prevent
down.
A way to prevent this shit from happening. We're trying to find a happy medium to say, should we get rid of all the guns? Do we have tougher gun control laws? Or fuck it,
now
leave
you
it the
know,
way it is.
I say leave the motherfucking as is. They're going to get the bitches some way, somehow. Shit, we got 12, 11-year-olds carrying guns now. To hell.
Hell yeah. I seen a little kid. Well, I mean, that's a problem, right? That means
see,
that
it is a problem. It is a problem. But it start at home. If can't fix that problem at home, you're not going to fix that problem on the street with your child.
Yeah.
That's a lost soul right there.
I mean, I agree. I can't disagree with y'all. I can't disagree with y'all, man. I want to, there's so many different angles that I want to play with this, you know, thinking ways that we could solve these issues, but it all comes down to the same problems where people just don't give a fuck. And
yeah,
you can't help
start at home with
them.
I don't give a fuck ass parents.
They just don't give a fuck, yo. A person, it ain't nothing to kill a motherfucker. Blowing
yeah,
their
it's just like that's the thing to do.
From the shot,
do you think? Do you think it's
huh?
A matter of
what you say, Tayo?
I'm Tayo.
Hello.
Go ahead.
You
go
know,
ahead,
I'm the only
ahead.
One call you Tayo.
Hush.
No.
Do you think
hey, that's rude?
What was your question? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, do you think it's a matter of everything becoming so desensitized? The games that kids play, the music, even the stuff that we as adults watch and all the other elements, and just a sidebar, like, you know, people and their differences as far as the Caitlyn's and the homosexuality.
Uh-huh.
Just everything
mm-hmm.
is, it's like you're getting desensitized to things. And do you think, like, as far as just even talking about guns, do you really think that's the influence? Because sometimes it's not a matter of parents that don't give a shit. It's just people are not shocked and appalled by stuff anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, shit. Well, I guess what you're saying is that we're in such a sensationalist society that some of these people, like these mass shootings, are big cries for help. Where people want some attention and they want
and
to generate some
it.
Attention from themselves and they're being ignored.
Yep.
So they do something like these mass shootings. And it's only reason why they go so hard is because we are so desensitized that we can't even see the signs, the warning signs for these people before they snap.
Right. Absolutely. I mean,
wow.
I think a lot more than some, you know, people starting to just lack empathy, just even the just the concern of people as humans. No consideration. It's just like everybody's on in their own world trying to do their own thing, and no one is kind of like mindful of there's other people in the world. You know,
yeah, well,
what happened,
I mean,
to the good? What happened to spreading the light?
Yeah, well, listen, that was always some bullshit, though. I'm going to tell you why that was always some bullshit. Because while everybody was singing, hey, you go take care of everybody, they was taking care of themselves and making sure them and their specific little circle and family were taken care of. They didn't give a fuck about men in general. They was wiping
right.
men out. They was dropping bombs
okay.
on whole countries. So they don't give a fuck mm-hmm. about that. What we're doing is we're learning the behavior of the people who took the fuck over. So you know what?
Yeah, we adapting to the bullshit.
We adapting to that shit, yo. It's not niggas
yep.
becoming desensitized. It's motherfuckers waking up like, oh shit, nobody really
yeah.
gives a fuck about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing me, and these little kids is waking up faster than we are.
Yep.
We steady. You'll get that cold water on you, and you'll lay there in that cold ass water and try to go back to sleep. Nigga, gonna splash that shit in your face. No, that's all right. I'm going back to sleep. It don't take all of that for these little niggas. They up. They say, I know my parents don't give a fuck. My parents will switch on me tomorrow and have the damn DCF in here and the police trying to kill me. You know what I'm saying? Over me stealing her food stamp card. So I stole my mama food stamp card. I'm about to spend the night in jail. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I mean, nigga, these is real life situations. I done talked to real people. The woman done called the cops on her son for taking her fucking food stamp card.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
They will kill your
that
son.
That is crazy.
But it was crazy about it though. Like that situation. Shit, that's his food stamp card too, bitch.
Duh. Listen, that's
bet
my,
you
listen.
His name on them books. Stop playing.
Okay.
Listen.
Baby
without
said he
him,
was motherfucking
without
hungry.
Him, we don't got no fucking food stamp cards. But let's not go there. But hold, the whole point I'm making with that is that everybody is in a do them state of mind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The,
I
and
agree
the kids,
with that.
The kids peep that. The kids peep like, listen, none of these motherfuckers ain't really for us. So what the kids do, they get with other kids. It's like Peter Pan and the Lost Boys, and they run together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly how you make a game. That's the perfect example of how they create games.
Exactly. Because my parents is doing them, but nobody is doing me. My shoes is fucked up, but this one little nigga come to school every day. I know his parents ain't no better than mine, but this nigga come to school every day fresh. Fresh as hell. Every day, I'm going to go fuck with him. Go fuck with him. He out here getting money. Okay, what he doing?
Yep.
I'm doing this. I'm out here. Now, we both got J's on. We fresh.
Yeah.
Two other, we got girls. Other, and then, bam, it's a gang. Next thing you know. But the gang wasn't formed because they want to hurt people or they want to beat up people or terrorize the neighborhood. They was just
they looking
for
that family. That family like feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Somebody that cared about them enough interest to help them come up, no, not just to do them. And look at them as they.
See, we got way on another subject.
We still on guns though. We
yeah.
still on guns though. We still on guns because I tell you what.
But you know me and my feel with guns. That's I like them. I enjoy having them.
Me too.
Them.
I said that earlier. I told.
Yeah,
Adam,
I enjoy
I said,
having them. I feel like they're a part of me. And. And it's going down if it needs to.
See,
this is how
well,
I feel.
Part,
I'm a card carrier,
part.
But I don't have my own personal. And the reason why I even chose that was because I have two small children. There's no male
yeah.
in my house. And I felt like, okay, you know, I was trying to align myself in a position to buy my own home. And I said, I can't have a dog because my kid is allergic. But
uh-huh.
I know if something should happen, I know I want to put somebody down where they stand. I don't want to have to tussle. I don't want to have to fight. I want to know that it's a one and done situation.
Straight
you're not
up, see?
You know?
Straight
because
up.
I have to protect my children. And that's
real.
It. And I can't. A baseball bat? Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
A baseball bat. A bitch with a baseball bat to a strong ass, cock ass nigga that's living like that ain't shit.
Ain't nothing. I mean, just,
I'll
think about that video with the lady in her house with her baby, and the teddy bear nanny cam came, and the dude was busting her down in her face. I mean, punching her down in her face
yeah.
in front of her kid.
No chill zone.
Not at all.
Yeah, but see, I'm from Chicago. Shit, it's like if you ain't got a gun up there, you lost, nigga.
Yeah, we was just talking about Chicago in the earlier.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you ain't got shit, if you ain't there, you lost. Like, and it'd be so crazy now because it ain't just the young niggas; it's the old motherfucking begging and busting shit up.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't playing with these young thieving ass niggas no more.
Yeah, and niggas can't fight.
I mean, it's a get a get
fight
got
no more
situation.
They ain't got the hands like that no more. They ain't got the speed.
Yeah, what happened to that? They don't even do that no more. Nowhere. That's a worldwide thing. Like, people just don't know how to fight no more.
I mean, even the fights, when I watch them now, they don't even look like they used to. Like, niggas used to knuckle up and have, like, head moves and fucking and form and blocking and shit like that.
Yeah.
And now it's just every fight look like a girl fight.
Yeah, shit, the blows just everywhere.
There's no form. No, it go to the ground and two and like a nobody that sits up. Well, I seen a couple of them on World Star, a couple of them knuckle up fights, but you could tell these niggas fight like every day. So they had, you can tell that's what they do, yo. So
these are pro street fighters.
It's some gladiators out there that can't go to sleep until they hit somebody. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the type of nigga I am. I'd rather fight, though. Like, I'll pull a gun out, too. Yeah, I ain't going to sit here and cap and say I ain't, but I ain't just going to pull it out for no motherfucking reason.
Yeah, you're going to pull a gun out on an old lady because she talking shit to you at the gas station.
Oh, no. And I talk a lot of shit, too. And I hate that shit, though. Like, I was young before, you know what I'm saying? I done cussed out me a few old bitches, but I'm not going to put my hands on them because I don't want nobody putting their hands on my grandma. I kill niggas
well,
by putting their hands
saying,
on that lady.
The gun wasn't never to shoot the old lady, but I've seen people do shit like that to older people to terrorize their asses. You know what I'm saying? You just want to shut their ass up. You know you ain't gonna hit the old person, but you just brandish on their ass.
You go fuck around and do that dumb ass shit to an old lady. She gonna have some on your ass so fast.
You gonna put that fire out.
Yep. Now I know some old hoes that carrying good too.
Now I don't fuck with
the old people. Fuck that. 70, they crazy as hell.
70 plus toting that iron out here.
Toting that
steel.
But, you know,
you're so stupid.
I fear for older people because there's no respect for your elders out here.
Hey,
no
like the old couple in Eureka. Two years ago, the nigga kicked down the door and thought he was finna get something out of it, and the man, I think it was the old lady, shot him.
No word.
Well,
That was crazy. That was crazy, though. And then when they found out who they shot, because, you know, they old as fuck, they got up and seen who they shot. It was a nigga that was doing little odds and ends for them.
Yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So you going to go rob your plug, nigga. That's like robbing your plug. Like, for what?
Really? Who does that?
Like, this don't take care.
Bed.
Go ahead. This dude told me a story. An old guy, I was talking to him on the phone. He was telling me a story about he was living in Springfield, in Jacksonville. I was talking to him. He was going somewhere else. And he was saying how he had some boxes in his backyard. And then he came back one day from work and how all of the boxes were arranged like they were, you can get up there to climb into his window. So what he did is he didn't go to work. He just sat there in the back in the dark the whole day until the motherfucker came up, tried to get in his house, and he lit his ass up.
Hell yeah.
So he didn't, he just, so, so
So here's the thing, man. Here's the thing, yo. Here's the thing. He couldn't wait to shoot somebody. Like, he could have prevented shooting somebody. You see what I'm saying? He took that as
nigga, that nigga set them boxes up trying to rob that man. He was finna rob that man. Yeah, he told
me
that.
He was finna rob him.
But look, though, you gotta think of it. Like, the person needs a home and the person not home. You got to deal with the consequences of what's going to happen in that motherfucker. So, she got his ass dealt with. That's what he get. That's what he get.
Exactly. Listen, once you come through that door, you don't know what you're coming up against.
Yeah, you don't know who there. You don't know if it's just quiet like that for a reason or not. You just going to go rob a nigga. Nigga don't know shit. Nigga in the backyard waiting on this stuff ass.
Yeah.
Lit his ass up.
But it's like, it's real brazen. People are brazen. That's what I'm saying. Don't, no fucks, no chill at all. Just like, we just going to get it. They're not thinking about consequences or thinking about, man, I might get bodied behind this. They're just trying to get that next fix.
Man, our whole shit has been set up on us, yo. Our whole shit has been set up on us, and these guns are our own undoing. We're going to use these guns to fuck ourselves up. I'm telling you, we are.
It's already fucked up. Huh?
They got an excuse to keep these guns out here and martial law and all of that shit when motherfuckers try to say you can't have a gun but we can have a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the police can have guns and the only people that can have guns are the criminals and the police and the police are the criminals, we are in fucking trouble, B. And it's on the way there. It's on the way there now. So. I tell niggas, I do want to get rid of all the guns, but until we get rid of all of them, y'all niggas strap up, all right?
Straight up.
I know A-Nog gonna love the end of this fucking show, boy, because we went full circle. But I don't want nobody to get hurt. I really don't. But I'm not scared of little kids. I'm not scared of old people. You know what I'm saying? Niggas my age are the most disgruntled niggas that never did nothing with their life are the most niggas likely to do some foul shit. But if you doing anything partway good with your life, you ain't walking around trying to take nobody else's life. You not.
But they gonna be that one gonna aim that bullet right to your chest.
Them motherfuckers ain't got nothing to live for, just like Tupac and Juice. Motherfucker, you know, I ain't shit. I ain't shit. So once I know you ain't better than me. So if I ain't shit, I know you ain't better than me, and ain't nothing for me to clap on your ass. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So only thing that's going to help this situation is giving motherfuckers some hope.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's why we got to send
a prayer request to the, to True.
Man.
Motherfucker that. That damn
stop.
Boy, them. That boy, I just got the phone. That boy is something else.
I know y'all is wilding. Y'all wilding in the BBA today with
hey,
all
nah,
of the.
Hey, nah, I was on a little chat with him not too long ago, and I like, I want to see it. I want to see the shit now. So he's taking the bandage off. I'm like, damn, you look like a black nigga on that side.
True got beat
he
up. Y'all.
Dark
I was
shit.
It's some gang shit.
I told
yo,
him
man.
He over exaggerated. It wasn't no 20 niggas though. He's so crazy. It was enough
though,
shit.
You was there?
Yeah, no, I wasn't there, but you know, that's my little nigga though. That's my dog. Yeah, it wasn't no 20 niggas. It was a gang called the Rolling 20s that rolled up on this motherfucking ass. They rolled up on my dog. Yeah, and then he went up with his big homie, and his big homie don't even help. What type of fuck shit is this?
Yeah,
yeah,
sometimes when. Well, I mean, is his big homie in his gang with him?
Yeah, but look, though, this crazy part about his big homie rolled over too. Like, he changed motherfucking clicks on his ass right now while he get jumped.
Yeah.
Hey,
I say,
I say, no, you worry about the nigga that jumped. Yeah, yeah, motherfucker. I was like, yeah, I wish he had rolled off. Like,
date.
Fuck y'all niggas. Yeah.
Right, bitch. You could have split for that day. Like, when Devo leave, I'll be talking again.
Okay, you could have switched for 10 minutes, nigga. nigga and left their motherfucking dad like, I wish I would. But you going on another nigga's turf, that's not what you do, nigga. You real young and dumb. I don't like it. And I tell him about that all the time. I don't like it. Like, no. You rolling wrong,
they
nigga.
They were saying True was the one that got into the club with the strap. And that's the, what's his name? Arsenal was saying that True was running around there with the strap, screaming blood.
I heard that shit, but ain't who's to say that it was True with it and it wasn't True with it? Like, and he wasn't the only one sticked up in that shit.
I know, and that shit
it'd be
makes
so
me
crazy.
Nervous, Red, you already know how scary I am, Red. You know, I already know I'll go to the car.
Talking about scary.
I will not come home. Bye, nigga. I'm just saying,
okay.
I got an instinct about self-preservation. And self-preservation don't mean get into a fight. It means making sure all of my shit come home right. I'm coming home with all my blood, all my skin, all my teeth. When I go home,
I want everything, matter of fact,
I want some more money in my pocket than what I left with when I come home. But I don't want to leave nothing out there in the street.
Y'all want to leave with no bullet in your ass.
No bullet, no scratch, no nothing. I don't want, not even on my knuckles from punching a nigga. So if I could avoid it, I'm out. And that's just the way I roll. You got to corner me. Now, if you corner me, you're going to get a fight, nigga. You got to corner me. I'm dead serious. I'm dead. You can call me what the fuck you want. I'm all about self-preservation and staying here until I'm fit, until I'm ready to go. And I got a few more things left. I got a few more things left that I want to do with this motherfucker. That's going to require my hands. It's going to require my other eye and my teeth. God damn it. So I'm not fucking with y'all gangsters. Y'all niggas thug it out. And I will get a gun and shoot y'all niggas before I try to fight. Yo, fuck all of that shit. I'm not doing it. I don't want to fight.
If
you're trying to fight me and I don't want to fight, I feel like you're trying to kill me. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I see you feel like me. There you go. You feel like I do.
I don't want to fight.
And you want to fight, then you're trying to kill me, so I'm killing you first. How about that? Motherfucker, why you still booing up, bitch? I'm finna kill you.
I'm going to kill your ass. You putting Vaseline on, taking off your earrings and shit.
And you know
to,
what?
I'm,
we
I'm
should. They really
up.
Need to do a march. Stop the motherfucking shooting or killing. Let's say not stop the shooting.
They doing,
stop the killing. Shoot niggas in the hand so they can't motherfucking pocket gun no goddamn more. They don't want a motherfucking fight no more anyway. Shoot them in the hand.
Red, I'm done with you. Red said,
straight
don't
up.
Stop the killing. Don't stop the shooting. Just stop the killing. Learn how to shoot a nigga in the leg.
Yeah, shoot away at her. Shoot him in their kneecaps or something.
Top notch, man. That's top notch. That's a top notch quote for the night.
That's my shit for next year. I ain't trying to kill nobody. I'm shooting motherfuckers in your legs or your hands.
Facts. Blast they ass. My nigga Larry dipped off. We only got 5 minutes left in the show, and I wanted to play his new song before we get out of here, Red. We do got a new video dropping tonight from the SRL. So you guys make sure you tune in and check that Visa vs.
Q Savage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also got a new one from Red, looping around here. It's called The Best of Red. Niggas walk around here with collar shirts with no logos.
Motherfucking one. Shout out to that's my son. Hey, but yeah, y'all check me out November 8th, Cole Red vs. Lil Man. You got Bochamp vs. TG. You got DeRico vs. Who do you got, DeRico? Oh, you got Ripper. That's going to be a battle, yo.
DeRico
and Ripper.
Is battling Ripper?
Yep.
Ripper, man, Rico, better watch out. Ripper sitting on them bill collector bars, man.
He
DeRico
said he
better.
Ain't worried, man. Man, he finna straighten that shit, boy. He don't
man,
see no bill collector bars.
Win, man. He need to take somebody light, yo. What you call
him? Hey, DeRico, he said he just came off a win. He need to take somebody light. Nah, he's straight where he at. He need Ripper. Ripper finna. Yeah, Bochamp over here talking about, Ripper is with a couple of them bin bars. He in his bill bag.
I'm trying to tell DeRico he need to take somebody light, man. He go
hey,
get.
Yeah, hey.
You know what? Go battle Yak Bar after Larry.
You say go battle Yak Bar after Larry. You say you bet. Yeah, they did, Bochamp. Yak Bar got some bars for Larry ass, though.
I think Larry is totally sleeping on the Yak Bar right now. He's totally sleeping on him.
Yeah,
trying to do
totally,
music.
Totally. And I told Larry, you know, I do his hair, and I don't lie. Well, I guess I'm the queen of gassing. Everybody know that.
Yeah,
I would gas the fuck out of it.
I know. Right?
Yeah, I would gas but I gas the right niggas though. You know what I'm saying? I gas the fuck niggas. I gas the right niggas. I don't gas fuck niggas. But no. My gas to that, and then I be on Facebook talking about people that be gassing, and I be gassing.
Red is funny as hell, yo.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why I don't comment too much. I don't say too much in that CPG because I'm a bitch. That I'm a real emotional ass bitch. I will inbox you like, girl, that was funny as hell, just to locate your ass. Yep. I don't play that shit. Don't talk about me.
You crazy patio. You need to make comments.
I comment on little stuff like I'm extra. I'm extra. I'm what it is.
I'm happy with Red's participation in the capacity that it is as such. Increased Red participation is a whole nother animal that I'm not ready to deal with. I'm not on that level.
Cause it's gonna get violent in that motherfucker.
I'm not on that level.
And I ain't trying
with.
To. I ain't never been deleted or blocked out the petty group, and I ain't finna start the date.
No. You would never get. You couldn't get. It's certain people that I wouldn't delete no matter what. I just wouldn't delete you.
I'm going to turn up on the club nigga in there.
You know what, Red? If you jumped in, well, you know, I just delete the post. I don't have to delete you. But if you coming at me, then I got to delete you. But if you coming at...
I'm glad we're talking. Did you delete my status early in BBA?
Yes.
Slump my dumb ass shit.
Yes. You said... I knew it was you. You had to know because I commented... Right before.
Yeah, that's why I say he did it. He gonna comment did slump my shit. That was
exactly.
So stupid. I'm like, this nigga.
So that's the way I'll let you know that I slumped it. I don't go out. I ain't gonna get a thing to argue with you all day about slumping your post, but you gonna tell me that you gonna slump me as an admin? Are you kidding me?
I said if I was admin, I'd slump your shit. Then breathe it in, Poochie. I'd slump y'all ass.
Right, That earned you a slump, Red.
You showed my motherfucking ass.
You bought it. You bought yourself a slump, Red. I would never slump you if you didn't tell
I'm
me you was
dad laughing. That was so fucking funny. That was the funniest slump today. I'm like, this motherfucker is. At least you don't just go around just slumping just to be slumping because
you got that right.
But nah, niggas do that though up in there. Niggas just slumping shit.
The only nigga I used to do that to was Moon Man.
Oh yeah, I know.
I wouldn't let Moon Man say nothing. I would sit there, and if he commented, I slump it. I don't care what it was. It could have been have a nice day. Bye. I just slumped. I slumped everything Moon Man just because.
Hey, you remember Bucci? Them had made so many of us admins. I was an admin sometime last year. He made like 16, 20 people admin. Boy, if somebody got up in there comment on something or say anything and I ain't like them, I'll just delete that shit. Gucci go on my inbox, Red, you just slumped such and such post. Yeah, whack. I don't like him. Mm-hmm. He deleted me off the admin right now.
Yeah, because that's what I didn't like. That's what I didn't want to start happening in TPG.
When you started making females admins. Females
exactly.
do that.
Exactly.
That's a female thing.
That is bullshit.
Yeah, I think females will slump shit just because. Yeah, look at it. Females will slump shit just because another female made a fast status.
Nah.
If that status real motherfucking nice and doing numbers, a bitch will delete it. I ain't gonna lie, I would. If I don't like her, I would. I'd slump her ass too.
Especially if it's doing numbers. Being admin, I see shit that I'm like, ugh. I see shit, comments, people irritating the fuck out of me, but I let it live because it's just bullshit. It's not really worth it. People getting roasted.
Hey, I'm not going to mention the name, but a dude in TPG hit me up in the inbox, and he felt some type of way about the TPG group. I said, well, what's wrong? He said, I feel like it's racist. I'm like, well, damn. The whole group as a whole? And he was like, nah, I can't say the whole group as a whole, but he think Gina is racist.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. That's the boo. But she did make one status. I fucks with her on Facebook. I don't know her personally or outside of Facebook, but she did make a status that I felt that she was racist on.
What?
It was like a bad body black woman, and they looked like this or some shit. But it was just two races. Like you made one
meme.
Black status, then you made another one. But you arguing with a black female. Like I would have mixed it up. Like she's in TPG all day. She does mix it up. I don't know. I just don't agree with something. Some memes I don't agree with.
Listen, trust me. It's been so much shit since he was in admin that I lost like half my sisters because they don't fuck with Gina.
Yeah.
But listen,
Gina be going in. That's why Bella bitch go in.
Well, I like it. I like it. But here's the thing. Speak up. Type in there. Listen, I think you're racist when you do this. And I don't think you can type this status because of that. That's what the group is
for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now what's up with okay, but the TPG After Dark is affiliated. TPG After Dark is affiliated with TPG, right?
Yeah, that's Bless did that group so we can for porn.
Yeah.
So when niggas,
and why okay, but you know Tyler, like people is in relationships in these little extra ass groups. Niggas going and other people inboxes. Oh yeah, your bitch was doing this or your nigga was doing that. That's whole shit. You telling on a grown ass woman or a grown ass man? I hear Bless Up one day. I was telling them about that shit. Like that's kid shit. Like who the fuck is you telling on?
Yeah. Actually, I ain't even going front. That shit is actually in the process of happening right now. Like it's like a lot. Niggas is snitches, yo. I get a couple people asking me to log in using my Facebook so they can watch somebody else who they blocked, and they blocked
fuck
them, but they
want to
see.
Niggas blocking bitches like Rashad Miller blocked me because I laughed at him on a post.
Rashad,
that's Fields.
He's really, really sensitive.
Very, very, very.
He's really sensitive. He's a young sensitive
But he
man.
way in Texas. Like, keep that shit in Texas, nigga. Bring that
he
shit
really,
to the blue. That I'm like,
it's
I'm
crazy,
like, I'm coming. Don't bring that shit to the blue. Like that's a whole other city and state.
It's something about the room. It's something about BBA. The magnetism it's drawing people, and they want to be successful in the BBA. I told niggas it's like the Apollo. It's like Harlem. It's like Harlem. Harlem boots. Good night, baby. You going to bed? Tell everybody good night.
Bye, petty people.
Bye.
Good night.
Yeah. I told him BBA room is like being in Harlem. It's like if you get them niggas, if you get the BBA crowd to go ooh, oh,
yeah.
You either said something real ratchet or real dope.
Yeah.
Or both, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers want to win that crowd over. They want to be the one that be like, yo, I stood up in Duval and had them niggas like, ooh! You know what I'm saying? So, and that's hard. That shit ain't easy. So, I know, because niggas will gas some bullshit. Niggas will gas a water drop. So, oh, no, you heard the way the water was
dropping. Hey, speaking of, And speaking of a gas, like I've seen some comments that I wasn't too happy with, because Moses did freestyle majority of his shit. He had a couple writings, but I still feel like Breezy and Jericho bars were slept on because they really didn't think they was supposed to battle, because Moses was telling them they didn't want to battle that night, but no, Breeze wasn't there. But they were sleeping on them boys' bars. I feel like if they go back and watch the footage, which I got, I feel like them boys had bars over that nigga.
Yeah,
So you saying, hold up, you saying that the crowd is still saying, because I never asked this question because I don't want to be a hater. And I don't want that post to, well, I don't care about being a hater. I just don't care. So I don't even want to open up that can of worms. But are you saying that Mo still beat Jericho and Breezy together with a freestyle?
No. No, Mo did not beat them.
Oh, okay.
Mo
are you,
is still,
are you
yeah,
saying that?
Soon's
are you saying
Mo,
that people?
Soon's Mo said, I fuck with Mo, you know that. But soon as Mo said one complete sentence, oh, I'm like, what the fuck was that, though? They have me looking like that. Mo that nigga, but he is highly gassed.
Well, Mo's delivery is, like, perfect for Jacksonville.
It's very,
Mo,
very much so.
Mo puts it plain. He puts his country twang on it. He speaks with a great amount of conviction, almost like a preacher would. You know, he's coming from his stomach when he's talking to you, you know. And he got punchlines, and it's funny. Funny shit, relatable shit. That
wow.
His style is funny, relatable. It's not even really that lyrically intricate. There's some way PT is a way more intricate lyricist than Mo is. But Mo's delivery,
I agree with that too.
Mo's delivery is set up for battle rap though, and battle rap you gotta punch so the punch snap the person's head back so the crowd can see it. Them little punches don't snap the head back. They don't knock the sweat off, so nobody didn't see him hit. That's a good word right there.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
A good word right there. No, I'm talking. I was talking about my own girl.
No, you're
playing words
about
of
what
friends.
You're talking about.
Yeah, that's real though. So when Mo doing his punching, you gotta punch with Mo. You gotta have one-liners, and you gotta punch with him. Flow. Personals, fuck all of that. You got to punch with
him,
yo.
You got to come correct when you battling that nigga.
Bill Collector punched with him. That's why Bill Collector
A lot
did
of people
good.
Gave Bill Collector 2-1.
I think he did good.
Yeah, I think he did good. I think he came for that nigga. Like I think he went on that rapid thing.
I'm not here to collect the check. I'm not just gonna, cause Bill Collector is notorious for just quoting whatever popular songs are out on the radio right then and there, and getting the crowd all hyped. You know what I'm saying? Like that's his shit right there. Yeah, but my mom just played. Come on, man, what the hell? She just played She played cheese. And everybody
the hell
was out there. Words of friends. Yeah, listen, y'all. This show has been trill. Red, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna log off. I was gonna do this last 20 minutes, but I'm gonna go ahead and get some rest tonight. I've been having rough days at work. You know what I'm saying? Not making the sales like I need to. So tomorrow,
you gotta get off this laugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna smoke my blunt tonight because tomorrow I'm not smoking no weed all day, and I'm gonna try to focus on my customers and get my sales up, y'all. So. Y'all wish
you
some luck. Thank you for calling in. Gun control is whack. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody have a gun. Does nobody shoot each other? Nobody kill each other. We can shoot each other without killing each other. That's what Red is saying. You know what I'm saying?
Straight
and I'm
up.
With that shit. Shoot a nigga in the toe. Here's this new Larry Belafonte, and I'm out of here, y'all.
M.I.A. Entertainment in that hole, smoking haze on the trike, Larry Belly with the flow, hands down, I'm a beast, I don't brag on the street, boy, I do this shit, music in my friend on the low, what you know about living in the street, in a vehicle, riding dolo with the scrap, I ain't never need a crew, Larry on his A-game, making hits as feasible, God lovers keep their eyes covered, but they peekaboo. All about my daughter, bruh. Nephews, nieces, eating too. Everybody talking about the millions, I'ma see a few. Ain't nobody nicer. Only thing I speak is truth. Eat a boo. If them boys hating, I don't see them dudes. All I know is I ain't cutting slice. They eat it. Wanna talk them what your money like. They eat it. Mary Otis from the wolf pipe. They eat it. Hello world, what it look like. They eat it. Bow, bow, bow. 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 They eat it. I'm the one that game missing on the charts. Make hits and say this the same mission from the start. But I'm still gonna get a Chevy with the custom. Clean me and be me finna get that money. You ain't never heard another sitter like me. In the club they say I'm super high, bitch I might be. I'm a puffer, I don't want no longer suffer. Not a hustler, maybe I make the world enjoy me. I'm not a buster, it's gonna take a lot to trust ya. But I love ya, tell them haters what I made ya. Motherfuck ya, boy you know I'm something major. From the underground to the upper layer, what a wonder. All I know is I ain't cutting slice. They eat it. Wanna talk them what your money like. They eat it. Mary Otis from the wolf pipe. They eat it. Hello world, what it look like. They eat it. Bow, bow, bow. 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 They eat it. I'm a beast on the beat, but a gentleman. I'm a eat.
Thank you again for calling in. I really appreciate you being a valued subscriber and a listener to the show. I'm going to have special tickets for you to the next thing I do that is not the next thing I do. All right? You, my nigga.
Thank you.
All right. All right, I'm hanging up.
Bye.
Peace.